We often use the word jolly to describe Santa, and here's a quick note for those with kids around. You may want to shoo the little ones away for the next couple of minutes, because our next story is about how the pandemic has been hard, even on Santa, who this year can best be described as resilient. NPR's Jeff Dean explains.
He's made his list, he's checked it twice, and now Santa Claus is coming to town. But this year, he doesn't just have toys in his sack. Santas all over the country have been packing plenty of extra gloves, a few masks, and a whole lot of hand sanitizer to make sure this most wonderful time of the year is a safe one. Randall Wagner from Rochester Hills, Michigan, says this year he's kept his distance even from the little ones.
I'm not doing any lap sitting. I'm keeping that because most of us Santas are in age. We're susceptible. And of course, most of us are the old word, is that portly? You know, that cookie area is bigger than most. So we are at risk.
That heightened risk of COVID has led many to hang up their red coats altogether. HireSanta.com, a website that connects people with Santa entertainers, says between deaths and retirements, there are between 10 to 15% fewer Santas this year to visit malls, parties, or libraries. Which means this holiday season has been jam-packed for those like Wagner.
Oh, I know. I'll have a few videos to do tonight, probably a half a dozen or so tonight. And then Santa will go to bed and start it all over tomorrow. We'll be 5 hours in a chair tomorrow morning, and then a tree lighting tomorrow night. And then Thursday, Santa has a wonderful rude day. I only have 5 hours of Santa in the morning.
Now, we all know Santa is used to working long hours under a compressed time schedule. But Wagner says, even in the COVID era, seeing the look on people's faces makes it all worthwhile.
It's hard to explain unless you do it and feel it and see those twinkle in the children's eyes. And it's not always just the children's eyes. It's fun to see when an adult gets that moment that they remember when they were young.
And with Christmas just a day away, Wagner knows he'll soon have time to rest.
I can't be more thankful and lucky to be able to do it. I mean, it's worth every moment, and I can sleep December 26th.
Jeff Dean, NPR News, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
We want to take a second now to say a special thank you to Ryan Benk. For 3 years, he's been an invaluable member of the Morning Edition team. Ryan's talent, incredible work ethic, and infectious good humor has been at the heart of everything he's produced and directed here. But thankfully, he will not be going that far. Ryan, we wish you all the best as you begin a new chapter with our member station, WAMU.